Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, auto insurance is the topic of the week in Lansing. One proposal would let people choose different levels of coverage, dropping the mandatory open-ended catastrophic medical coverage that's in place now. Another plan would prohibit the use of zip codes and credit histories to set rates. Everyone, with the possible exception of the insurance company, seems to agree that the rates are too high, but there's a lot of friction. Do you see any path to a deal here?
Well, there are a lot of moving parts, and the one path that might be a conceivable deal would be very risky because it would drop, at least for some people, this total catastrophic coverage that we now have that guarantees that if you are racked up in an auto accident and if you're badly injured, this can mean millions and millions of dollars, you're covered. And there's money there to cover that. But you have to ask what would happen if someone selected the cheaper insurance that didn't have that, as is inevitable, and then they got into one such accident. Now, as far as I know, the state Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff is still adamantly against anything along these lines, but you never say never, and again, definitely one big impediment in Detroit is the cost of auto insurance, but you want to make sure you fix it and don't make the problem worse.
Flint's been back on Detroit water for 2 years as of this week. Now, a federal judge has ordered the city to choose a long-term provider by early next week. The EPA, the state, and the mayor all agree that Detroit water is the way to go, but some city councilors would rather treat raw water from the KWA, another pipeline. How should this play out in your view, Jack, and how will it?
I think after the trauma that Flint has been through, there would be precious little support in the population for switching to another water source. Detroit water is clean and functional, even if you have to pay a little bit more for it. One can understand the federal judge saying it's time to make a decision. So my guess is they'd go with Detroit water, but I've guessed a lot of things and been wrong before.
Jack, I know you love following politics, and we cover a lot of politics here at Michigan Radio, but even we would not normally be discussing the 2018 election for Secretary of State more than a year out. But here we go. Jocelyn Benson, the former dean of the Wayne State University Law School, has declared her candidacy for the Democratic nomination for Secretary of State. I should note here that you also teach at Wayne State. There are already three Republicans running, but given the Secretary of State's role in elections and the close presidential race here last year, are you expecting this race to be more hotly contested than usual?
Everything is still up in the air. If Democrats are going to win a statewide race next year, and I'm talking about this more at 1:30 today, this is probably their best shot. Republicans have three very low-level candidates, not anybody anyone has ever heard of. Jocelyn Benson ran for the seat in the Republican landslide year of 2010, did better than any other Democratic candidate, although she didn't win, and she's probably the favorite in this race. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Jack, as you may have heard, the spirit of bipartisanship has been hard to come by in Washington, D.C. these days. Maybe our elected officials can take a cue from two of the most famous rivals in American business history. Would you care to explain how General Motors decided to give $5 million to fund an exhibit at the Henry Ford?
Sure. Well, first of all, General Motors made $3.5 billion before tax profits in the last quarter, and $5 million is to them a rounding error. They get to stick their name on this gallery, probably causing Henry Ford the first body to whir like a lathe in his grave. And the brutal fact is that these two are not the main competitors anymore. They're competing with the rest of the world. Combined, General Motors and Ford have about a 35% market share. Most cars sold in America are made by foreign nameplates. This is a tribute to automotive history. After all, Henry Ford II was a prime mover in the birth of the Renaissance Center in Detroit, which is now owned and occupied by General Motors. So go figure.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot and have a good week.
Be careful driving your Fiat.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at 7:45.